100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the Weekly Challenge, and so do you. Because that's what it's called. Anyway, I post a topic, and then you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's another broken headset, cats barfing in the background, or whatever. I just like making excuses, not reasons. The topic this week was, well, just look out the window and write about the first thing you see. We've got a bunch of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. The first story this week is by, well, somebody new, Jamie Titanium. Hey, titanium is one of my favorite elements. Although, if you never see it in any cereals. Anyway, yeah, well, not that you know of. Maybe, in, you know, there was an accident in the Lucky Charms factory and... You know, you start chipping teeth. Oh, sorry. All right, so here is Jamie Titanium's story, and welcome to the Weekly Challenge, Jamie.
Mary stood, stretched, and moved to the heavily curtained window. The sun had just dipped over the horizon to signal morning. Drew had been gone all night. She resisted the urge to pace. It was his habit anyway, and watched as a bird yanked a worm from the dew-soaked ground. It wriggled in its beak, trapped in the throes of death before disappearing down the bird's gullet. Mary sighed. She knew that if Drew didn't come back, she was no better off than that worm. She didn't have the technical knowledge to keep herself hidden. That was his contribution.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you to the midget to read the story. I know you're new to this, and after a while you're going to be like, oh my god, the midget is totally butchering my stuff. And it's like, yeah, I know. The midget. Well, in a former life, the midget was a butcher. And then the problem is, he could only butcher really short animals or the legs of really big animals. And people don't like, you know, cow hooves. They want hamburgers and steaks. And so, you know, he butchers some stories sometimes, and I'm sorry, I apologize for that, but hopefully, you'll get, like, a headset or whatever, or you could, like, grab a famous actor, or an SL famous actor, like, you go to Caden and go, Caden, I love your voice, or Corwin Allen, you know, you can say, hey, can you record my story for me? So, anyway, one of these days, I'm just going to go to all of them and say, oh, can you please just a week of the best voices in SL, and get, like, Idea Juice in there, and get Draxter in there, and Pookie. And why am I babbling like this? Because, like, I think there are 8 Second Lifers in this week, and there are, like, I don't know, 13, 14 stories. So, that's like a majority, so they're taking over. Oh, the pixel people are doing the pros. Alright, I'm getting weird now. Speaking of pixel people, Tara Lynn. As here, she's back, and she recorded it. Ooh. No, that actually sounds like a ghost. All right. So here is Tara Lynn and her story.
Today, when I look out the window, I see the sun reflecting off my neighbor's big, ugly white deck. It really stands out amongst the pine trees and fall leaves and dark brown house it is attached to. It used to be a nice brown color that matched the house, but then they painted it white. You can't miss it. But then they said it wasn't about color. It was about the sun making the dark wood hot for their dogs. Now the puppies can go out on the deck without burning their little paws. Plucky little Puggles, you're loved.
Aw, that's so sweet. At least they didn't wrap the deck in foil so that they could cook them and eat them. All right, I'm getting weird. Thank you, Tara Lynn. And I should have said that before I got weird. What's in this coffee? All right, so I went with amaretto and almond and other things that begin with A. And added Baileys. Just, I know it's 7 in the morning. Shut up. We ran out of milk, so it's like, okay, what is almost like milk? Well, I don't know. You milk a cow named Bailey, and you get Baileys, right? You know, milk an Irish cow that is drunk on whiskey? Is that how Bailey's is made? I don't know. I've never been to Bailey. No. Speaking of never been to Bailey, I know that Zach Mann has been to Bailey many a time. And he's got a story this week. And this is going to be so cool. Because, like, you know, it's Zach Mann. And it, I think, is he doing NaNoWriMo? I know a bunch of people are doing NaNoWriMo. But that, still, we've got a lot of people this week. Because they're like, oh my God. How am I going to get to 50,000 words here? I need to write 100 real quick here. Now I'm going to just shove it in the story and just have my character write a 100-word story. Ah, there we go. All right. Now I've got writer's block again. So here's Zach Mann and his story.
I had planned spending the night getting my QuickBooks account in order and doing some writing. I never thought there could be so many software and website updates on the same night. After the first hour, I got frustrated and spent the rest of the night staring out the window. I wish I could enjoy the beautiful sunrise, but it overlooks a horrible wreckage, shards of glass, plastic and black, and runes engraved on little squares. Oh God, why did I not listen to Wes Borg? I should have never bought a computer that was smaller than the window.
Thank you, Zach, man. And, yay! That's great advice. Don't get a computer. Well, wait, that means that no one should get a laptop, or should they have really small windows like portholes? You know, yar, we're all on a ship and we can't throw our computers. You know, we're pirates. That's what software pirates do. That's why there are software pirates, because if their windows are portholes on a pirate ship, they can't. Well, they don't really have portholes. They have more like gun holes. And, you, man, if you can fit a cannon out one of those, then you can certainly fit a computer. Yar, fire the computers. You know, hey, dude, you're getting a Dell. So, thank you, Zach, man. And up next is somebody new. And how do I pronounce this? Okay, maybe I need to put in the thing. If you have a name that's not John or Sue, please phonetically spell your name so I can properly butcher it. All right. I know I put the person on the spot now, and they're going to hate me for the rest of their life, just like my brother. Okay, so Ike? Ike? Okay, so it's A-I-K-I-E. Maybe we can make that the topic of the next weekly challenge, and then, like, people will be like, okay, all right, I'm going to look this one up. So, Arky Marais, that I know. That I know. I mean, come on, I live on Marais Street. So, I mean, I just, ooh, I got that down, baby. So, here's your story. See, here's your story. If you could just, you know, send a reply and saying, oh, by the way, my name is pronounced Steve. The A-I-K-I-E is silent, and it's Steve. Right. Okay, I made too much of this, and now I'm going to be... There are 7 billion people on this planet, and all of them hate me. Here we go with Icky's story.
I look out of my window at the big azalea bush. White flowers like massive snowflakes. When we moved into the house, the bush was still small, with few flowers and lots of space around. In the meantime, kids grew up, had a good day, bad days, and trouble days. Had lots of trouble. Boy trouble, girl trouble, enough to fill the place. Kids moved out, and only me, wifey, and the azalea bush is left. Old age on all of us. Damn. How well time flies. Where does it go to?
Thank you. Okay, no, all right. Icky. Did I get... I swear, I need to get that right. All right, well, I know what I'm doing for the next week. I'm going to be, you know, dropping by your house and just... Ooh, and photos of the azalea bush, too. I got to get those. All right. Also, my lesson for next week is get a headset that ignores my breathing. I need to... all right, so I've gotten pretty bad about the whole. Yeah. See, I'm looking at the waveform. My God, that's out of control. You can tell I'm not a professional voice person. I'm just breathing control? No. Editing skills? No. The wheel? No. Fire? No. I am not David Arquette. Ooh, David Arquette, speaking of which. I got crazy and was like black math experimenting, trying to give clout points to David Arquette for fire, the wheel, the electric toothbrush. And so David noticed. And he was tweeting back, I think that's a song by Black Panther. He's like, oh my God, not that crap again. But hey, when you've been WCW champion for 2 weeks, you know, your life is just, you know, crazy and overflowing, man. Get the plunger. Right. Next one. Okay, so I know how to pronounce Tura, but Brezianu. No, that's not right. Brezianu. My God, Brezianu, that's as close as I'm going to get to her. It's going to be like, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski week for last name. I can't pronounce names worth, well, a damn. And if I didn't make so much of it, I could, you know, skate by, or I could just go, there was a little bit of noise there, you know, and just, oh, sorry. And just go to the podcast and you can page and see how it's spelled. So this is Tura, and it's good to, cool, this is going to be neat, and I'm glad you're not shooting at me. Just, all right, so here's Tura, and let's see, right, and there's a one here, and there's one here, and there's like, you know, three emails, like, this part is here, this part is here, combine them all like bell, book, and candle, and summon the devil. So, ooh, all right, there it is. You can see how organized I am, right?
The Memorial Glade, I'll call it, when the trees are fully grown. When I started on the project, the neighbors thought that digging the site out of the backhoe was overkill. But I told them the subsoil needed breaking up, or the big trees I planned wouldn't be able to spread their roots properly. You have to set about things seriously, I say, or what's the point? The place looked like a building site for a while. But it's paid off. You can't tell the ground was ever disturbed. But oh yes, I know where the bodies are buried.
Yes, I know where the bodies are buried. And oh yeah, this one's going to be growing peaches. And this one's going to be growing green beans. Ah yes, the bodies make excellent fertilizer for seeds, you know. Thank you, Tura. Just die. Ooh, man, maybe too much coffee this morning, so I'm going to need to settle down with coffee. Mm. Ah. Ooh, yeah, man, I just, ooh, just over my head today. Oh, here come the headaches. All right. Ooh, maybe it's a stroke. That would be kind of cool. I would be like, oh, I could get a few weeks off. Oh, right. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? And it's Thomas is back. Thomas Petrie is back. He was taking a few weeks off, and whoop, he's got pictures. Ah, oh, this could be so cool. Oh, wait, hold on. And so maybe, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, you know, normally I don't broadcast out what the next topic is going to be, but after the next one, it's going to be a pick two. So, everyone, you know, get your best topics for next week. We're going to just mash them all together. And, you know, say, oh, pick two. And then people get all freaked out and like, oh, my God, this is too much. And then there are only, like, two stories, and I feel like a failure. But just, it'll be Thanksgiving. So, that's all right. Oh, sorry. What should I... Oh, yeah, Thomas Petrie. Okay, here's his stories. Actually, two of them. So, stories. It's called plural. I need to learn it.
Looking out the window. The yellow garden shed stands there under the tree. Covered with a new coat of oil-based primer and a coat of water-based yellow paint. It came on a pickup truck. The finished shed is 10 by 12 feet and has a gambrel roof line. It has enough room in it to hang the three sets of decomposing bodies of the Mormon missionaries I lured into my house over the past 6 months. I've put 2 inches of rock salt on the floor to soak up the fluids and keep the odors confined to my yard. The scores of little Tweety birds love my backyard. I made and hung a number of adorable birdhouses in the trees and on the garage and studio in order to provide spring homes for the most fragile of them. In winter, I put out pounds of wild bird seed in the feeders for them when the snow comes. I am always sure to break the ice on the basins that hold their water, or they help themselves from the water I put out daily for the dogs. Sometimes I trap and eat a fat one, pretending it's a squab or partridge.
Pretending to... Oh, man. I need to learn that. I need to put out a bird bath, and, well, actually, the cats get them. Every night, although Mist prefers to get bats. She prefers bats. I don't know why. She's like, I'm Bat Killer Kitty. So, thank you, Thomas, and welcome back. And I'll get the pictures up by the stories. Hopefully I'll get them in the right order, because, like, a bird next to a shed and a shed next to a story about bird. And breaking, and that's very nice, breaking apart the water on the bird feeders, because, or the bird baths. Are they bird baths, bird feed? Why can't they just, you know, bathe and, oh, I don't know. Well, then again, stagnant water would have mosquitoes. I just... Why am I thinking so early? It's the damn coffee. I need to drink my stupid juice. All right, so, right, who's next? It is Muncie. Oh, this is going to be so fun. By the way, if you haven't followed Muncie on Twitter, it's Muncie. Everyone who has Twitter accounts. If I don't have at 100 Word Stories following you just yet, just yell and say, hey, weren't you following me? I'm following you, even though you're not following me. Hey, weren't you? Well, then again, I've got Is Full of Crap, and I've got this. I've got, even though I'm supposed to keep them separate, you know, because of the restraining order, that sometimes they blend, and that's not good, because there are people like, you know, I don't know, Murr and Christiana Ellis, and I mean, they're known people, and then that, you know, Phil Rossi, oh God, don't get me started on him. I mean, Mr. Hollywood, you know, after he trounced my ass in Pickle Tales, I mean, he's just, you know, if you ever trounce my ass in a competition, you will become rich and famous. I guarantee you that. So, there are going to be people stopping me on the street. I want to thumb wrestle you! So, here we go with Muncie and his story. What have I done with my life?
Greetings, Drabbleoids, from the sunny shores of Nanovania. I've written 23,000 words since you heard me last, likely more by the time you hear this. How are you? I'm fine, thanks, other than the fact that I may be losing my mind to escalator-themed survival horror. But that's neither here nor there. You aren't here to hear what I'm writing. You're here to hear what I wrote. Wow. What an awkwardly constructed sentence. I call myself a writer? The View from My Window by Christopher Monroe. There's screaming outside my apartment. As I listen from my chair, I'd swear it sounds like my neighbor. Idiot. He knows when the sun sets. We all do. It's why we instituted the curfew. If he's gone outside, what's happening is his own damn fault. I know that. Everyone does. Still, hearing him screaming, I can't help feeling guilty. I wish he'd stop. He will soon. I know I ought to at least try to help, but I can't bring myself to go to my window and take a look into the street, for fear of what I'd see. More of my writings, as always, at munzeestories.blogspot.com. My Twitter ramblings at munzeemunzee. Now, if you'll excuse me, my characters have just figured out that if an escalator malfunctions, you can just walk down. I think I'm going to have to kill them all.
Thank you, Muncie, and I now know to avoid the escalators at the mall. Although, when they start back up, I won't be able to walk up them. Or down. or sideways, or just lay on them and hold on to the sides and let them thrum, thrum, thrum against my back. Oh, yes, escalator massage. All right, so I've been ignoring my Empire Avenue page. By the way, I'm listed as crap on there, because everyone needs a piece of crap. Have you had your share of crap today? Let's see, share price, 102. I have no idea how much that is worth, but I just, whatever. And let's just buy all Chris Perillo. There, joy. Pfft, whatever. Have I won yet? Okay, next up. After Muncie, let's see, let's check the old rhyme goes, after Muncie comes Tom. Although that doesn't really rhyme. I'm running out of material. I'm coming up on 300 weekly challenges and almost 7 years of doing this every day. And I don't know. How do people on the radio do this stuff, come up with new and fresh things? Or do they just assume that it's all new listeners every day and they can just come up with new stuff some other time? You know, on the Christmas, and the Christmas specials, they roll out the tape. Like, here's the best of, and then they play a tape and go drink coffee. Ooh, coffee, that's a good idea. Doesn't matter what flavor coffee it is. When you put Bailey's in there, it's Bailey's flavored. Because it's like, ooh, yummy, fish paste coffee. Bailey's. Although it might taste a little fishy. One singular update here from Tom, so I better get right to it. Tom, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I only have one update tonight. TJ just passed Justin the Space Turtle to move into the fifth place. Tonight's story is called 445. I opened one eye, didn't have the strength for two. Dawn was a good 2 hours away, but the sky was glowing like a Chinese screen in a Shanghai brothel. Through the sliding French doors in a single pane were silhouetted two palms. They were a good 80 years old and a good 80 feet tall. At a distance of 300 yards, they appeared 6 inches tall. Despite the distance, I could make out the coffered edge of the trunks, the fanning web of fronds. It's been almost 40 years since I left Chicago, and palm trees still amaze me.
Thank you, Tom. And remember, you never can truly leave Chicago. You take a little bit of it with you, but with proper diet and maybe corrective surgery, you can have it removed. Okay, who's next? Danny is back. Oh, goody, goody. But not gumdrops. I can't. They stick to my teeth, and I don't want to talk about it. So here's Danny and his story, and I hope you enjoy, because if you don't, you're going to have to keep playing it until you enjoy it. That's the rules. Didn't you read the rules? It's in the About page of the podcast. Oh, right! None of you go there because you never really voted, and you never leave comments, and I get all these spam bots. Oh, boy, Ugg boots. Would you like some? Ah, laptop batteries. I think you could use a spare. Actually, I use some of my Amazon money to pick up, a stylus for the phone when I wear gloves, because it's getting cold outside eventually, baby, and, well, not yet. It was 70 out. And I got 2 bottles of sugar-free blueberry syrup, because I can't find where they sell it in Houston. No one likes blueberries, apparently, despite the fact that there are, like, buckets of blueberries at all the, you know, the stores. And I picked up a spare power brick for the laptop so that I can have this. I have one in the bag, one here in the living room, and one in the spare bedroom when I do stuff in there. You know, when I'm sleeping spare. So, here's Danny's story, and, there's no need to charge this one up, baby. It's fully powered.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. Once again with another weekly challenge. Weekly challenge 290. Look out your window and write about the first thing you see. This is interesting. Probably gives away a lot of information about the crappy neighborhood I live in, but, you know, it's Florida. It's supposed to be beautiful everywhere down here. Well, anyway, here's my story for this week. I hope you enjoy. On an unseasonably cold Saturday morning for West Central Florida, I look out my window, and what do I see? A steady stream of homeless people walking down Fifth Avenue towards my house. I'm spotted looking out my window. Now the homeless are after me. Despite shutting my blinds and trying to hide, they start knocking on the doors and windows, screaming, "You don't belong in that house. You belong out here with us." The windows break. The doors are kicked down. As I'm dragged out to the street screaming, "Where are the damn cops in this town?" Welcome to the new American dream.
Oh, now I'm envious. Now I want a house that people will bash the doors down and drag me out from. Oh, thank you, Danny. My sister-in-law, apparently they've got a new house that they're moving into. I have no idea what city it's in. I think there's a C in it. If people just send email anyway, we have no idea where each other lives. And when you know, people put stuff up on Amazon gifts lists and you ship it to there and it doesn't say what city it is, it just goes there. Amazon knows, but I don't. You know, Amazon could, like, knock on their door at any time. "Hi, we're just, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, hey, you know, oh, sure, we'd love some coffee." But me, I've, like, you know, I have to wander around this whole country. Knock, knock, knock. "Hey, is that you, Tony?" "Oh, no, well, you're looking awfully Asian." So, I just, you see, I did not have a joke there. So I was like, okay, I need to pull something out of my butt. And there are some things you can't say, like, "You're looking awfully black," or "You're looking awfully Mexican," or "You're looking awfully Frankenstein," or "You're looking awfully covered with blood with a knife in your hand." Have you ever done that? Knocked on someone's door and they've had a knife and they've been covered with blood? And oh, wait a minute, let me just clean up a bit. Man. All the time. Oh, thank you again, Danny, and, let's see what else. Oh, by the way, with all of you SLers out there, I guess, Danny loves going to this place called Mystery Science Theater 3000, and they do stuff most nights. This Island Earth is where it's called. If you're familiar with the Five Islands and, oh, I don't know, a little place called Edlow and Nowhereville and all that, it's to the southeast on the map, and they do stuff there. So it's pretty fun. And if you've got, like, time to burn, and you like really bad movies and funny comments about them, you can be a part of the action. See? I can do promos. If anyone else has any promos, you know, I say in the promos like for this show, like, hey, if you got anything to plug, you know, let me know. I'll slip it in here. Because by now, nobody's listening. It's, what, 30, 40 minutes, 50 minutes long now? How far along are we into this thing? Way, way too long. So, speaking of promos, Stephen the Nuclear Man, they're working on something called Spec the Halls. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this one in, I'm going to have Spec the Halls in separately, I'm going to, like, play it, like, once a week until y'all are so sick of it, you're like, oh God, you're turning into that Merle Lafferty freak. And, all these other podcasts are like, oh, buy the holiday, oh, vote for us, oh, give us lots of clicks on iTunes, and it's like, I don't need your damn reviews. I know how screwed up I am. You guys, you write the good stories. Me, I'm like, oh, great, another one on a day. We're going to do this one about a horse. So, yeah. All right. What do I need? More coffee. I'm going to go get more coffee while I play this on my wireless laser nanobot headset that's jammed into my ear.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here telling you about the Spec the Halls contest. That's right, contest. You might have already heard about the charity, but there's also a writing contest. Not only are there cash prizes for this year's winners, but those who enter will be among those selected for next year's charity ebook. Guidelines are at specthehalls.com. That's S-P-E-C-T-H-E HALLS.com. Look forward to seeing your entries. I can tell it is still dark outside, even though my eyes are closed. I lay still, keep my breathing regular, so they won't know I'm awake. They're near. I hear them breathing, smell their unwashed bodies. I don't know how I will escape them, but I must try. Slowly, I work my hands free from the restraining cloth. I tense, ready to move, and they notice. I open my eyes with a blast of rancid breath and can only see my dog's rough tongues descending to lick my face clean. What a way to start the day.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And I've gone ahead and taken the promo that you sent me and put it up on the feed as an announcement. So if any of you out there have any announcements and you go ahead and record them because you don't want me babbling something up, I'll go ahead and put them on there. But make sure they're like, you know, not just, I've got something coming up. It's really good. I like it. Because then you'll wind up sounding like me and they'll think I actually endorse your stuff. Yeah, right. So if you could just, you know, if any of those things come along, I'm more than happy to put them on the feed so people can just hit skip and get to the really crappy stories that I write. So there you go. All right. So that's from Spec the Halls. And I'm actually making a note here. Get Spec the Halls. Because it's in all these e-reader formats, which I don't have. Although I'm really, really tempted to get... I think that I've never paid for a book in e-reader format. I picked up a bunch of Kafka stuff, and I read Melville on it. I read the classics because they're free and I'm cheap. But I may do this one. Although Frank Jay's book, Obama, the Greatest President Ever and Ever, that one, because his original one, The Chronicles of Bush, was funny. And, well, I was a part of his podcast a long time ago and the website until I stopped, being funny. That's enough of my neurosis. Let's go into my gluttony. Oh, yes, I'd like a big sandwich. Ooh, PC Ton, my favorite sandwich. Okay, so PC with, who otherwise is known as the wannabe, she wants to be on this podcast. I don't know. What do you think, folks? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, everybody's giving thumbs up, except for that guy who has no thumbs. You should see a doctor about that.
Hi, Lawrence. It's the wannabe. It has been a very long time since I last wrote a 100-word story. Anyway, here is this week's story. It's called The Window. I am sitting by myself. Light picks on my every freckle and blemish as it whizzes past the top of my head and spills callously into the night outside my window. Like a desperate lover, my eyes chase anxiously after its scattered rays. A young girl stares accusingly back at me with big black eyes. She's looking for something, but she can't find it, so she's frightened. She seems bothered by my presence, like I'm holding her back on a fruitless search. Just as I will myself to extend a meekly comforting hand, I realize that my window is closed.
Cool. Ooh, yeah. Oh, the window's closed. Oh, thank goodness. Although if you have the window open, if you have really good screens, that'll work, I guess. It depends what the, how, I don't know. The cats like to go in and out of the, we have a hole torn in the screen in the door so the cats can get in and out. And so can the bugs, so what's the point of a screen? Thank you. And it's okay. It's okay if it takes you like a week or two or 5 years. It's all right. Everybody is welcome back. Even you. Well, we'll talk about that. I don't know why Planet Z keeps coming back. I'm not sure. I keep, you know, oh God, not another. And I make them go last, like sitting in the back of the bus. Just, that's just cruel. I mean, one day the Rosa Parks of Planet Z is going to go, I'm going to sit in the driver's seat. Ooh, that could actually be a fun story if Rosa insists on sitting in the front seat. It's like, oh, that's where the driver sits. And then, like, you know, history changes and she becomes a bus driver and then drives everybody around and has a good time. And, oh, doesn't quite work. Oh. I don't like this alternative future stuff. Gets so confusing. Oh, anyway, here comes, thank you, Pacey, and you're always welcome back. If it takes you a while, I know that there are times when I can't write a story for weeks and weeks. Who am I kidding? I write one every day, at least. I shouldn't try to do this Oprah crap. Oh, yes, I was in the Holocaust, too. No. Let's see, who else? Who's next? Ooh, Norval Joe is back. Oh, goody. Ooh, he's doing a book about Flypaper Boy, apparently, too. So this, no, the novel? National Novel? He's part of National Novel Writing. All these people are just, everyone's writing here and there, and just all this writing. We could write a bridge to the stars and walk it and spread throughout the galaxy. That's actually kind of creepy. Well, here's Norval Joe. And, oh, man, his audio didn't include yesterday because it didn't get added. I really need to reply to folks and saying, hi, I got your audio. Or, no, I didn't get your audio. Or, what are you wearing?
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 290 with the prompt of whatever you see first when you look out the window. So what I saw was my swimming pool, empty, ready for the winter. I don't know what happened to my recording last week. I sent it. I always send a carbon, you know, a CC to myself, and the attachment came in my email. So it must have gotten lost somewhere between SBC and Lawrence's internet service provider. I hope that doesn't happen again. On the NaNoWriMo front, I think I'm at like 37,000 words. I was really hoping to do a lot better than that and be done sooner, but I got bogged down. Weekends are bad. So, well, here's my story. Flypaper Boy, now known as Jerry Faulkner, eyed the girl he was supposed to kidnap. The Burger Slovegan dictator's daughter was about as appealing as an empty swimming pool on a winter day. A couple of inches of filthy water, dirt, and leaves at the deep end. Nikrita was dumpy, red-faced, sweaty, and smelled like a wet dog. With her hair pulled back into a tight braid and wound into a bun, her face looked as friendly as a hatchet. And he had to kiss that? Jerry tried to think of some other way he could repay Esmeralda Flinch's favor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And yes, I got your audio this week. Whatever happened last... Maybe, you know, it's Google, man. See, I use isfullofcrap@gmail.com, which my original email address, which was lawrence@isfullofcrap.com. I point to the Google now. I use Google for all of that stuff because they supposedly never screw up. Well, they screwed up. And I saw it and it was like, oh, what? Huh? He didn't record. Maybe he's on the road or maybe he's been kidnapped by monkeys. I don't know. So I blame Google because Google says, no, we won't do evil. They got rid of that. And the Chinese censors may have grabbed it. Or, oh, it's that G+ stuff. Yeah. The Google Plus. They're the ones who cause problems. So, yeah, that may have been it. All right. I'm making a note every time someone sends a story, confirm, hi, I got this. I want to confirm. And then they'll be like, ooh, squee, we're hearing from him. And I, if you squee when you hear from me, you need to set your standards higher. Okay, so thank you, Norval Joe, and sorry about last week, and well, I'm just generally sorry. Especially the fact that I'm running out of Baileys. Now you think, oh, so to cream your coffee, you're going to go get milk. No. more Baileys. I'm going to break into the liquor store. I don't care about blue laws. Do I look like a fucking Smurf? Give me my Baileys. Really, I don't drink it for the alcohol. It's just for the taste. Fart. Yeah. It's like, you know, I could always go to the store and pick up creamer that tastes like Baileys. Non-alcoholic, of course. What's the point? Oh, right. More stories. We still have more, and I'm already over 40 minutes. I should shut up. So here's, Abernathy's back. You know, right in under the wire. And so here's her story, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. I keep saying I think you're going to enjoy this one, but I know you're going to, because if you don't enjoy stories, you throw bricks at me. Me! You don't throw them at the authors. You throw them at me. You see, authors, that's what I'm here for, to absorb all the bricks. Then we can make a pool, or like a wall, or a walled pool.
The entire town called it Lucky Lake. Nora slid off her shoe and dipped her toe in the water. Shivering, she pulled her foot out quickly. Nora sat down in the grass, thinking to herself, maybe if I go in completely. She undressed down to her bra and panties, then walked into the water just up to her chin. Immediately, something grabbed her foot, pulling her under. Her last thoughts were, this isn't a very lucky lake at all. Little did Nora know, no one in the town liked her. So, it was lucky, just not for her.
Thank you, Abzy. Although, why are you giving me landmarks to this Lucky Lake place? Ooh, I should teleport there. Okay, all right. Oh my god! Under the water, it's Merv Griffin! Why would Merv Griffin... He's dead. Ooh, it's a zombie Merv Griffin. Ooh, I could be on his show. That could be fun. Have you ever wished you were on the Merv Griffin show? You should have better wishes. If you have, like, you know, one wish to be on the Merv Griffin show, no. That's just wrong. That's why you don't have wishes. You waste them. People who have wishes, you have to do the world peace, you have to do the end hunger, and you have to do the $1 million. Although these days, $1 million isn't really a lot. I would have a credit card that, you know, I would never have to pay off. That would be cool. It would never get declined, and would never hit my limit. And it's accepted everywhere, unlike Discover. Although, I get really good cash back on it. Man, the Discover, when I was at Monsters of Beer yesterday, and Beth was there, and Matthew was there, and Fish Fry Bingo was there, and oh, lots of beer. And my wife and I went there, and it was like we were stopped by a train. And we got there, and we parked, and it was great, and it was awesome. It was like, yeah, woo, hillbilly, yeah, woo. And it's like, they had one of those little card readers for an iPhone that you just sweep, and like goes straight in, and they do that all wirelessly, and I signed with my finger, and it was cool. And, oh, they didn't charge us as much because we were, like, running late, but we drank quickly. So, oh, wait, it's for charity. Oh, God, I suck. What was I talking about? I don't know. Here's TJ. His story came in right under the wire, really, really late. But man, those folks in North Dakota, they party hard. And, I gotta ask you about the hair of the dog that bit you. Why would anyone put dog hair in a cup?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and shameful plugs, you said, Lawrence. Well, I finally got some updated podcasts into the feed for TV is the New Reading. It's a backlog of about 6 weeks. I'd say it was some epic work. It got some good guest commentary. I had some good thoughts about shows, some of which may actually still be on the air after the fall premieres, and enjoy. Or this week's
Adventures in Online Dating.
I give you Meat Space. I think maybe the biggest reason behind the success of online dating sites isn't that people meet through them, which they do, even on emusicalchairs.com, but really that lots of us have completely lost the social context out here in meat space. Even going to bars, I don't feel anyone's hoping to be met by me, and Oftentimes I don't get the sense that they want to be met at all. I suppose if it was as easy as looking out one's window... Nope. 78-year-old neighbor lady in a robe smoking a cigarette. I guess I'd better log back in.
Adventures of Online Dating. Ooh, that's going to wind up being a TV series, I bet. Cool. So there you go. Thank you, TJ. And remember the shameless plugs. And yes, I still have an envelope with magnets in it that I got to send, even though they're the old magnets. I still haven't designed the new magnets. I keep saying I'm going to. Maybe I'll do them for Christmas. Ooh, I could do a Christmas magnet. How's that? Folks, do you want a Christmas magnet? All right, this will be it. If I get 10 people sending me their addresses to mail the magnets to, I'll do the Christmas magnet. And I'll cut it off. Since it's already 45 minutes in the podcast, I know that this will only be the truly dedicated and crazy people. So if you send me your address, you're not afraid. You know, if it's a P.O. box, I'm totally cool, because I'm not going to drop by your house, because even though I'm looking for my sister-in-law, that's what I'll just say. Oh, I was just looking for my sister-in-law. You know, oh, you live here. Oh, cool. Oh, can I have some coffee? Oh, yeah, I like coffee. So let me just do my... This is my ringtone. This is my ringtone, by the way. Barry Manilow. Want to know why I do Barry Manilow as my ringtone? That way I pick up the freaking phone. It's like, oh my God, your ringtone is Barry Manilow? What's wrong with you? It's not someone you know cool? I said, listen to it a few times. Hey, it'll grow on you. Oh, right, speaking of grow on you, Planet Z? Yeah, I gotta do Planet Z. Here's a story about what he saw looking out the window. What is out the window, anyway?
Looking out my window, I see Bruin the cat walking along the fence. A year ago, he was crawling along that fence, dragging his back legs after getting hit by a car. It took weeks of vet visits, medication, and recovery for him to get back to walking again. Seeing him so sad and helpless then, it feels good to watch him walking on the fence, proud and tall now. But it worries me. What if? I try not to think of it as he leans over the fence and drops to the sidewalk below, pursuing a lizard or a bug.
Sing it with me! And there you have it. A bunch of stories about, well, what you saw at your window when you looked out it. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for, well, links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be zoo, and hopefully the show won't be 50 minutes long. I need to stop babbling so much. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.